have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh and Johnny as Illinois takes down the Maryland Terrapins in Champaign by a final score of 89-70. The temporary Boswell out era is off to a great start. Sorry, we're workshopping names if you guys want to come up with the Kylan is out era for the next month or so. But a good first start. Someone tell Buzz Williams that this is always how it is. Like, Illinois has just owned Maryland here for the last decade, and that Buzz Williams just, he doesn't know better. So he's going to think that it's actually a house of horrors for them. So good start, fellas. Needed this one in the Kylan Boswell out era. Needed this one to start the next quartile of games where he's out.
Yeah, love to see the guys step up. That was, I don't know about you guys. I was a little nervous in halfway through the first where sure. Maryland was winning. It was like, is this just going to remain a thing despite every different coach, Buzz Williams, Kevin Willard, Mark Turgeon? Like, it doesn't matter who it is. Just the name of Maryland has continued to haunt us when we were projected to win by 20. But then we figured it out. Andre was awesome. And just kept on rolling. The three started to fall. It was fun.
Yeah. First 15 minutes there. It's 27-26. Then that essentially double kill shot, right? 20-22 run. There was that one bucket they had, missed the free throw. But first 15 minutes, we're thinking same old, boys.
Yeah, for sure. Bad news happens in threes, and I thought like we needed good news. And so the bad news being Bears out. Indiana wins a national championship. Kylan goes down with an injury. It was just a tough week for our orange and blue led teams, all of our orange and blue led teams. And we needed this win. That's all I'll say. We needed this win as a collective fan base.
We did need it for the vibes.
Even though they were going in like as a 1-6 team in the Big Ten, should have been an easy dub, like definitely scary at the start. But I mean, like you said, The little 20-2 run kind of changes the whole entire complexion of the game. And I don't think our offense is going to take a step back at all. But
look,
I don't know if we can judge our defense right now.
That's Kylan's strength has always been his defense since he, you know, arrived in Champaign. Like, yes, if Stojakovic, puts up a season high every single game for the next month and Wagler continues to play like the freshman All-American he is, sure. And, you know, Jake Davis puts down 5 threes again. But eventually you're going to run into a team and you're going to run into a night where the offense is not humming like this. And you're going to want a veteran like Boswell to just kind of bail you out, to just get a couple big offensive rebounds in the lane, a couple putbacks. Like, not every team's going to be against Maryland.
Especially when you look on the schedule and you're like, we've got Purdue next. I kind of would have liked to have Kylan Boswell against Braden Smith. Like, that's the number one team you would have liked to have Kylan Boswell, but hey, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But it was great to see the offense play really well. I don't think Andre's going to hit 4 threes every night, but I also don't think Keaton's going to go 1-for-9 for three. So in the aggregate, the threes kind of worked out tonight. So we'll take it.
Yeah, Keaton. Keaton going 1-for-9 from three is shocking, but like I would have expected that going into the season, be like, yeah, that makes sense. But him doing that now and almost putting up like very close to a triple double in this game anyways, that just shows like the type of like impact player he is. Definitely, I would say that he's about to enter the hardest arena or most loud arena he's ever been in, more than Madison Square Garden with all those UConn fans.
I'm
nervous. Nervous.
Why did Kylan have to get injured now?
Yeah,
there'd be nothing better than nothing better than a senior coming off the or starting, but like being the main focus and like kind of controlling the pace of that game.
Yeah, I definitely agree that Keaton, it's going to be interesting now that he's truly at the number one of like a team's scouting reports, how he'll react to that. The guy that maybe I'm a little more concerned about with the Mackie crowd, though, is Vonimir. Like,
oh, I was going to say,
the flagrant, well, say David.
Mirkovic. Yeah, David.
Oh, David, too. Yeah.
Oh, man. Those guys. But, yeah. Even to Zvani was playing with a little bit of an edge tonight, picking up a couple of flagrants there. Second one was a little bit chippy. You know, I'm not going to call it a dirty play. First one, I think, maybe a little bit more incidental. Second one was a pretty good hard check there. That he gave the Maryland defender.
Sorry, that player's small. Like, and that's where his elbow had to go.
Oh, got it.
But yeah, going back to David, right? Like, he said the loudest game he ever played was the Illinois State exhibition game at State Farm Center. Now he's going into Mackey Arena after Purdue's just lost.
Oh,
and it's
God.
A sellout on a Saturday, and they're the number four team in the country. Like, David's going to be seeing stars after this one. This is going to be he's going to be telling his grandkids about this game. Hopefully he just rises to the occasion, but it's going to be a little different. He's going to be, the juice is going to be flowing for our king.
It's going to be all hands on deck the next few games here until Kylan gets back. So today's January 21st. He broke it a couple days ago. Best case scenario, it's a month. He comes back for the UCLA game, so he misses another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games or so.
That was reported. The best case scenario is he comes back at a certain time.
Well, I'm assuming. Well, they said
Maddie's doctoring.
I'm playing Dr. Maddie here. They say he's out about a month, so I'm saying best case scenario. I'm saying, sure he could technically come back sooner, but I'm assuming it's going to be a month for this.
Yeah.
Thought experiment here. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I boring you, Josh?
Doctor, long day.
Thanks for dressing up nice for the podcast, by the way. I like the
of course.
Like the collared shirt there. We're all kind of dressed up nicely here, John. I'm in my little work outfit. Johnny's a little work sweater here. Josh's a little work outfit. Man, I know the podcast can't see anything, but the fellas look good this evening. I did my hair for the show here.
That champagne mohawk going.
I got that champagne mohawk.
Just need a diet blue.
Got it.
Which Buzz Williams was looking classy on the sideline.
He didn't do obviously he didn't do outfit changes, but he had like, it looked like he was wearing a suit jacket and then he was just wearing his like vest and then he took the vest off. So as the game went on, he kind of started to, he was like playing a little strip basketball there, where as the lead, every time the lead got up by like another 10 points, he removed a fancy article of clothing there to when he was just like, he was just in his tie. It's like, it's classy, but he got a little casual there at the end once it was like a 20-point game.
But speaking of Maryland, did you guys get like any flashbacks are just like kind of shocking the system every time the announcer said Alex Austin and you're just like, oh god, we're back.
I'm really bummed Sam isn't here. He might join us. He's got a prior engagement. I was gonna ask him if he thinks that Alex Austin is Maryland's best perimeter defender. That was a famous John Gross quote many moons ago where he goes, yeah, Alex Austin is our best perimeter defender. Nice great dude, came to the bar last year for one of the tournament games. Awesome dude.
Which for the listeners who aren't like niche basketball friends from Illinois basketball in 2016, Alex Austin was a walk-on who at one point started for Illinois.
Right.
And it was a rough time for us.
It's not Alex's fault that he was.
It was not his fault. It was more that a walk-on is our best perimeter defender. Safe to say we did not make the tournament. But this Alex Alston is from Chicago. I remember just like seeing him on recruiting boards. So thankfully, no, he didn't come to burn us. Like I feel like other guys from the area have. So,
no,
but Sam would be,
he would be loving
having
it.
A moment right now for sure.
It's good to get a little, again, it's the Maryland monkey, a little bit of the Maryland monkey off your back. I'm wondering if, you know, speaking of, you know, older, you know, Illini players or older matchups. Like, I wonder if Brad's just like showing old games of like Illinois, Maryland, like Anthony Cowan coming into the house, like old Maryland games where it's like, you guys got to freaking kick their asses here. Like, you don't understand. Cause obviously most of these guys have not, like, they don't know the, Like, they don't know the history here, obviously.
They need to see a video of Josh post game chirping Anthony Cowan
They don't
Jr.,
actually
who
need
just
to.
beat us. And Josh is like, you almost lost. He's taunting a guy for almost losing to Illinois and congratulating on him his 27 points that he scored.
27 points right there,
Yeah,
Anthony. That
it
was not a fun night. Almost came back in that game, though, but we lost. So, yes.
something about an inbounds play.
Yeah, something
DeMonte.
about a Demonte inbounds play. So he's got to show them the inbounds plays. Yes, thankfully, again, 10, 15 minutes into the game, Illinois started to pull away, nearly a 20-point lead at halftime and built on that throughout. So maybe this is the monkey on your back moment here for Maryland. I know they're kind of having a down year, first year with their coach. Thankfully, you get to play them again. What's nice is you play them in like the last game of the regular season. Hopefully, Maryland's just kind of feeling like battered and bruised. And hopefully, that game, Illinois's playing for like a double bye or something. Great. Because, especially those last few games there, you got, your UCLA's, which we need to talk about Mick Cronin, obviously. We will talk
In a
about
little bit.
our yearly Mick Cronin rant about his rant. That'll be nice, a nice, easier game, hopefully, at Maryland there, a sleepy, like, I think that's Sunday afternoon there at 2 o'clock. So it felt good, boys, to get the monkey off our. The hopefully this is the
Yeah.
Maryland monkey off our back.
Yeah, I got like this evening. I thought that we were done playing Maryland for the
No.
year because we beat them in bit football as well as at women's basketball. Big upset by Shauna's gals. And there was. I thought this was just a clean sweep. I got and I that was just by getting got someone named. One second, it's very important that I say the name of the person who got me. His Twitter name is TweeterButts88. Said it's important to know the schedule. We played them away at the end of the year, and I was wrong.
Thanks, Mr. Butts 88.
Either way, Josh, I like the sentiment because this school has, for whatever reason, really just owned us for the last,
Correct.
basically since they joined the Big Ten. I think Illinois women's basketball started off like 0-15 against Maryland, and
Yep,
then they've
yes.
won two in a row since. And men's basketball, we've had a lot of struggles, even when they're bad and we're good. So in football, a little bit more back and forth. So really nice to beat them in all three sports, even if it's not a clean sweep, it's still undefeated, right?
Yeah.
And we'll take that. We will take
Yeah.
that.
I have really bad memories from like junior and senior year of high school, in which one of my buddies who got into Maryland, went to Maryland, his family's like Maryland based, like they nonstop, like they would have me over for every one of their Illinois and Maryland games, and like I never left their house with like happy. I just like I don't think I ever left their house happy because Maryland would always just destroy Illinois.
Yeah.
Who was that guard that probably, when you go to bed thinking about Maryland guards, because that's what you do every night, who is it Grievous Vasquez?
Oh, he was awesome
He
to
was great, but
watch.
he
He was
wrecked us.
awesome.
See, he was good, but he was like ACC
That was
Maryland.
before they joined the Big Ten. Yeah, that was
Are we
earlier.
sure?
That was early high school. That
Yeah,
was
he
early
was
high
like
school.
2010. That
Yeah, that
was like,
was he
okay, I
was
need a
awesome.
2013 Maryland player.
Him and you know who gave off the same energy as him was what's his name? Marshall Henderson at Ole
Huh.
Miss. They
Yeah.
don't make him like that anymore. He was psychotic. He
Are
was
you thinking,
awesome.
Josh, of like Mello Trimble,
Oh, I'm
perhaps?
thinking of Mello Trimble.
Yeah,
One
Grievous
second, but
Vasquez
this
was pre-Big Ten.
Dez Wells was on the 20th, was their leading scorer. Jake Lehman. None
What
of
do
these are ringing bells. This is one of my favorite parts of our podcast, by the way.
you? You're the one that's doing it.
I know, I know, I know.
Anywho,
It was Mello Trimble.
yes, that's Big Ten. Grievous was like 2010, like before they joined the Big Ten. He was very fun to watch. Very, very fun to watch
Were
back in
all
the
these
day.
games just like in college? And I think they were high school games. All right, sorry for interrupting there.
Yeah, because when did Maryland officially join the Big Ten? I feel like it was right around 2014,
It was like
15.
right as we got
Oh,
into
so yeah, it was
college.
just college.
Well,
Damn, time.
that's when
Crazy.
we played them. We didn't play them, We didn't play them, obviously, because different conference.
No,
Unless
I'm
the
getting that.
Big Ten
I'm getting
ACC
that. Yeah,
challenges.
I understand. I
He's
understand. Thank
beginning,
you. No.
folks. He's
I
got it.
understand.
Folks, he's got
Ladies and
it.
gentlemen,
We got him. Ladies, we're monitoring. You're monitoring the situation on when
I am monitoring the
Maryland joined the
situation.
Big Ten.
Speaking of monitoring situations, I was expecting Mihailo Petrovic to play a lot more tonight. I don't know about you guys. I was monitoring the Mihailo minutes, and he ended up with, what, 4 minutes played? I was kind of expecting him to really step in, and Brad said, you know what, Jake Davis, you're getting the starting lineup. And I guess it makes sense considering they've said Keaton's more of like the on-ball guard, but...
Right. Were those minutes needed tonight?
They like, weren't again, needed
when
tonight.
Stojakovic is having a, you know, season, a career high night, a season high night, right? When Jake Davis is feeling it a little bit, when Keaton's having his typical really good game, like you're not gonna need him. But again, there will come a Big Ten game here over the next month where your offense is gonna stall, where maybe Keaton is having a freshman game, where Stojakovic isn't, you know, hitting 5 threes, and maybe Jake and or Ben are both struggling, and you're gonna need Mihailo to finally do the thing. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. He had the shorts kind of pulled up. I liked it. He looked very like Euro today. If you guys noticed that, he wasn't wearing like those like compression things, those white compression things that everyone wears. He's just kind of raw dogging it there. So I think he looked real Euro here. Yeah, that one nice little move to the hoop there. Couldn't quite get the layup to finish. But there will inevitably be a game in which the offensive output is not there against a, you know, a greater foe than Maryland. Heck, maybe even this Saturday. Or you know, next week against Nebraska, where we're gonna need a Mihailo moment right there for sure. So keep your head in the game, buddy, because we are gonna need him over the next month for sure. Someone's gonna get in foul trouble. Someone's gonna do something bad, and Brad's gonna get pissed, and he's gonna yank him real quick. Like, we're gonna need Mr. Petrovic.
Oh man, you just gave me like PTSD. Keaton's got his third foul against Purdue at like in the first half.
And, oh, cannot have that on Saturday. No. Cannot have our bigs get in. Cannot have Zvani pick up a couple in the first half. Like, yeah, you're gonna keep your composure, Davin.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Jason Jaksis did play like legit minutes tonight for
in
a
the first
few
half,
minutes.
Yeah.
So that was a surprise for sure. And seeing him come back from the break and just miss both free throws was
his form.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something to be desired.
Yeah. He's
no
a little
doubt.
Like slouched.
Yeah.
But that was giving like, what are we doing here? But
yeah,
that's the post Kylan era. We still need to have a word for it, Josh.
We're still in middle of the Kylan era. I just want to emphasize that. We're just in the gap of Kylan.
The gap Kylan era.
Yeah. Speaking of Illinois and its lack of luck for injury, like, what's the best way? Not getting injured. Do you guys want to do a little history lesson? Not history lesson, but just think back each year we've had something terrible happen to our team. Because I think we can go back pretty far.
Yeah, we can.
Yes,
I was gonna say, like, this is a genuine question. Like, is Illinois's I know last year felt like a lot of bad shit happened, like with guys getting sick and eligibility and everything. I'd be curious to know, like, does our team have it worse, or is this just like a contact sport and like injuries are part of the game? Like, have our injuries truly been on aggregate, on average, worse than the Big Ten? It does feel like we have a big guy out every year. No doubt.
And they're self-inflicted a lot of the times too, which is crazy. I don't know what Kylan's injury was, but
like practice, you mean self-inflicted as in like a game?
Yeah. Like, you don't really, like, besides Trent going down and then coming back out every single game, like, we don't really, I mean, knocking on wood, we don't really go down during games, but I mean, self-inflicted to the point in which Matthew Meyer had food poisoning because he drank too much Monster. Like, that is self-inflicted.
It was a double XP. It was a double XP weekend. It was a double XP weekend.
Like, if you're ranking self-inflicted, that's number one. Kylan hurting his hand in a practice, or like Ty Rogers tearing some ligaments in his knee during practice, I wouldn't call that self-inflicted.
You're serving pickleball and you don't get it over the net. Like, that's not
Johnny and I are
in the playoffs tomorrow. I will get my serves over the net. I promise.
Is that what we're working on?
No,
for the playoffs?
I can get a shut up or the two seed. I accidentally kept hitting it. Four teams. I accidentally kept hitting it short a bunch. We're working, but that's self-inflicted.
You can't lose a point in pickleball on the serve.
Got it. Thanks, Dad.
You just can't gain a point.
Okay. Got it. We're doing the pickleball minute now. Last year, KJ got hurt. Okay. And Tommy.
And Tommy. Yeah.
And Tommy.
Yeah. Okay. The mono could have been self inflicted.
Most likely self inflicted.
Was there another injury too, or was it? Was it mostly those two guys?
Well, obviously.
Year before.
Well, yeah, because this year you've got Ty, you've got Kylan, you had Zvani was out for a little bit.
And Tommy.
Tommy was out for a little bit.
Petrovic and Stojakovic were hurt in the preseason slash early
yes,
on in the season.
Yes, Andre was out. Great points. And David didn't miss a game. He was
puking.
He had the flu.
Self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Last okay, so that feels like a lot of injuries. Again, I don't know if it's more than usual. Was Will Riley out at all last year? This is fun.
Well, going back, we could just don't need
I'm
to say
looking,
much. But our
okay,
but
Will,
our best player got hurt was not hurt. The best player was out for a period
oh,
of time.
Well, Terrence
the year before
was Terrence was
Terrence
out
was gone,
for
and
a
then the
little
year
bit of
before
time.
that's Matthew Meyer.
Is that our best player? Was that our best player? On that team?
That team
wait,
was just no
okay.
fun to watch.
I'm looking at it. Merez was actually hurt
Yeah, that's
for
right. They talked about it on the broadcast. I didn't he
yeah.
was it a hand also? Or
Yeah, I think
it
so. He
was
was
a
out for
hand.
5 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kylan last year, very durable. Will Riley did not miss any games, but yeah. Forgot about the Merez injury.
That's I don't know if we have it worse than other teams. Maryland had that one guy's been out for a while. Like that's a Brad Underwood practice right there. You know, they're harder than the games. That's a classic line right there.
Such coach
practice,
speak.
because such coach speak, harder than the games. Like, unfortunately, like guys are gonna go down. Like that's contact D1 high major sports right there. Like, credit to Fletch, he gets these dudes back and the training staff, it gets them back real quick. So get better soon, Kylan. But like, yeah, you got to find a way to win a game on Saturday without him.
But yeah, Josh, to your point, the year before 2024, like 23, I think Coleman had some injuries. 22, you had the Curbelo concussions.
Oh, well,
you
that
had
was
the
just the whole.
Kofi concussions. You had the Kofi suspension to start the season because he sold some of his merch. If you guys remember
I
that,
do
and had
remember
to
that.
donate the proceeds to charity,
I remember that
because he thought he was going to the league. Grandison had his; he was in a sling at the end of the season and couldn't really shoot.
He was hurt. Yeah, he really got hurt down the stretch. That was
what year are you in right now? 21,
22,
22.
22. Yeah, exactly.
Didn't Trent have like an eye thing?
Oh, that was yeah. Against in the Houston game, Trent had basically pink eye or something like that. But also that year, Trent basically like always had a shoulder thing.
Yeah, he did wear that shoulder thing. Austin Hutcherson basically didn't play basketball for Illinois that year. He was injured. Was it? I think it was his back as well. So it
True.
goes. So it goes back. So it goes
Luke
back.
Yeah,
Luke
and
Goody.
Brandon Pajemski had dad issues.
Oh, Luke Goody, 2023, if you remember that. He broke his foot. And then, obviously, 2021, Io broken face, pretty
Mati
much.
Sissoko,
yeah.
orbital fracture, or whatever it was. So, yes, like, you're going to have guys go down a little
Is
bit
it
every
worse
year.
Is it worse? It just feels like it's one of our key players every year.
2020, Io had the knee. We thought he was – I remember that was maybe the worst I've ever reacted to an injury.
The
I don't know
MSU
about you
game.
guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was
We
so sad.
We were starved for missing the tournament. We were like about to make it for the first time in 7 years. First time we were in college. And this was after we'd already graduated. But like, we're just so in the thick of it. And like, this team has finally come to save us. And then Io gets injured. And we're like, the season's over. And then he might go to the NBA. Like, this is it for Io. And then he missed the game against Rutgers. We had lost by 15. It was like, okay, this is just, we're done here. And then he came back for Penn State.
That and he, which way does 11
which way
go?
does 11 go? And we weren't wrong. We were just early because we were right that we weren't going to play in the tournament that year because the tournament got canceled. But...
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. For what that injury looked like, the fact that he was out for such a small period of time, so awesome. So I don't know. Is it worse? But I don't know, Josh, when you have like seven players on, you know, a rotation that's like seven or eight players, like, and a guy gets hurt, odds are, you know, it's not like football where it might be like a backup tight end.
But it seems like each year we've named, I know we threw in Hutcherson there and Pajimski, but like each year it's a top three player. We're naming
so maybe that's a little bit unlucky.
Not we're naming starters.
Yeah, maybe it's a little unlucky, but like injuries count, unfortunately.
That's the difference though between Brad and say John Gross, which was John Gross's teams. Who was it? Tracy Abrams like tore his ACL and the season was just over.
Like
it was
multiple,
like we're not
times.
Yeah, we're not making that. Oh, because then he tore his Achilles too. Yeah, and I think obviously Kendrick Nunn went out 1 year and it was like we're just not advancing.
No doubt.
And with Brad, it was Brad's like okay, next man up mentality. Like it is what it is. We'll play without them and we're gonna keep on rolling. And here we are. 7-1, 16-3. Like, maybe we're not going to win the Big Ten because of the injuries, but like, we'll see you in the tournament and Kyle will be back. So that's the positive part. And hopefully it's a 2024 situation where the guys step up in their absence. What are you going to say,
Josh? The issue I have is that like, I mean, I guess it's every sport, but like an injury middle of the season, especially March Madness, which is such a crapshoot, and it's so important to be the 1, 2, or 3 seed. Like, and it gets progressively worse. Is you just having someone out for 7 games is just so difficult, so difficult.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I totally agree. It sucks that our seeding is going to be impacted by the fact that like. Kylan broke his hand in practice.
And that's
right?
Gonna be the case in any sport. And I know Maddie's like, that would happen in the NFL. That would like your team gets worse and you lose games. You're not gonna be the 1-2 seed. It matters so much more in March Madness.
I agree. Oh, totally.
I know.
So much. I'm not like disagreeing with you guys on this at all. Like I'm saying it's an unfortunate aspect of the game. Like hopefully you just like stay above water here. You know, you kind of try to split, you know, go a little bit over 500. Like you do what you can. I do feel like, as an aside, we're almost like, I don't know if we're bearing the lead here, if we've just gotten so used to Illinois basketball being good. Guys, we're like having a, we're fucking 7-1 in the Big Ten, 16-3. This is essentially Brad's like best start or best year. It's tied for his longest win streak at Illinois. I feel like we have gotten a little bit like,
yeah.
What's
we
the
did
word?
Play. We did not play one good team besides Iowa and Nebraska during this stretch. But
it
I agree.
Doesn't
no,
matter. It just doesn't. It doesn't matter. It's the damn Big Ten. Like
you forgot that our podcast changed to like just Josh and Johnny against Maddie. Like arguments. That's like the start.
I love it. A 1, a 2. Oh, you know what to do. You know, should we sing it? 6 seconds to play. Every play has a life of its own.
Congrats on your national championship.
Cheering on Indiana. We're fine with this injury. And Josh and I are like, we're playing at Purdue, at Nebraska, and at Michigan State while Kylan is injured.
I'm not saying we're winning.
We're like, it's great that we're 7-1, but like,
I'm just trying to not lose sight of the plot. Trying to not lose sight of the plot.
Here.
Yeah, we're supposed to enjoy the games. Remember that? We say that.
I'm trying to enjoy the games, and we are 7-1. Like, I will worry about this at Saturday at, like, 1:59 p.m., but, like, we are on an awesome win streak right now.
The big 3-0 birthday bash for Maddie.
Ooh, let's go.
Sorry, you do that for me, so I need to say that for you.
And we have, like, maybe we have a little birthday luck on Saturday. That's got to be worth, like, a point or two in the spread. Because it's definitely the only person's birthday, you know, which it's not
correct.
Even
there's actually no one at the Purdue University. That is it. Yeah, it's Purdue University at PU.
PU. Yeah. It's actually not even my birthday on Saturday, which is the fun part. So
it wasn't my birthday on my birthday bash. So that helps.
That's true. That was a great party, though. Gosh, great.
I'm excited
great
for this party. Where are we going to be celebrating?
We're going to be, you guys are not going to believe this. We are going to be at the back room of Finley Dunn's. You know, it's going to be fun. Like, come on down. It's going to be good. We'll have food and drink there. Like, come on down. It's gonna be a good time. I figured of all places to celebrate, you know,
with our folks.
Why not do it there with the squad? So yes, I'm trying to not get complacent here and reflect on the fact that we're 16-3 and a top 10 team right now and 7-1 in the Big Ten. And like, yes, it is going to be spectacularly difficult to win on Saturday, to win versus Washington, to go at Nebraska. You know, obviously you've got a Northwestern game that's still never easy, and then at MSU there. Like, it's gonna be hard without Kylan. But like, I'm trying to stay in the present moment here and enjoy each game as it is without going into like disaster mode yet.
Yeah, and Maddie, to your point, I think we have the fourth longest active winning streak amongst Power Four teams, right?
Right.
It's Nebraska's won 23 games in a row, which is crazy going back to last year. Arizona's won 18, and then Houston's won 11, and then here's Illinois at eight. So
So yeah, Nebraska won their like
the
whatever.
crown,
That's crazy.
yeah.
They are on. They are good for Hoiberg. It's really, it's hard to not like, you know, him and them. Like,
You just lost.
I
I'm
would getting
getting soft, man. I'm
I
getting
would have really
serious.
enjoyed them to lose in December of this year.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm getting soft here, boys. These teams, these Big Ten teams in red. I don't know. I kind of want Maryland to win tonight. What can I say?
Oh, they just won again. Oh my God.
Did they win tonight? Did they beat, was it Washington?
Yeah.
Wow. Big Ten
Ugh.
is tight. It is tight at the top there. Yeah, you got 8-0 Nebraska, and then 7-1, 7-1, 7-1, 7-1 Michigan State, Purdue, and Illinois. So it's very top heavy there, and you've got some stragglers. You know, you still got some. You got some poor. What was Maryland's one Big Ten win?
Damn, Indiana 3-5. That's
That is,
trash.
I want to be an Indiana fan right now.
Ew.
Darren DeVries, like they've got issues on in Bloomington right
They
now. Like,
sold themselves. I don't know. What's the phrase?
I forgot about. Oh, I forgot.
They sold their souls, is what you're
Well,
saying.
Correct.
their basketball
And
team
I
has
would
been
do
so
the
bad.
exact same thing.
I forgot about football. Their basketball team has been so bad. Did their football team do good this year? I've been so focused on their basketball
You've been
team.
rooting them on the whole time. Stop. Please stop.
I've been so focused on, you know, in IU basketball that I haven't even noticed if their football team. Did they win their bowl game this year? What were they, like 7-5?
Maddie, unfortunately, they won multiple bowl games. Literally.
Yeah. One being our dream bowl game to win.
By
Yeah.
40 points against Bama.
Yes.
Robert, before he dies, wants to win the Rose Bowl, and they did it as their first
This is
bowl game.
not
They.
a fair comparison. Whatever. Congratulations to
What's not
Indiana
fair?
University. Congrats to them because what Kurt Cignetti did is a one in a once in a generational, not taking anything away from them, but it does not reset the bar on what the
We got
expectation
to be
for
done. We've
teams.
talked about Indiana for too much.
Yes. Okay. All right. Last little rant here. Mick Cronin, either get a new job or shut up. That every year,
To give
every
context.
fucking year, he does this shit where he complains about the scheduling after they just beat Purdue. And I love how he goes, yeah, they gave us the whatever team that was picked. Like, the Big Ten wasn't like, oh, it's Purdue. Purdue's going to be good. So we got to give you an extra day's rest here. Like, shut up, Mick. We've done this 5 years in a row now, however long you've been in the Big Ten. You're getting paid millions of dollars a year. Figure it the fuck out, get a new job, or switch conferences. You won't catch Brad complaining about that shit.
Yeah, Mick in the post-game press conference, UCLA has just beaten Purdue. They said the Big Ten gave us five out of the first seven games on the road, and now they gave us 2 days against the team that was picked to win it all. And it's like, first of all, more likely than not, you're going to play four out of your first seven games on the road, right? So you played one extra game on the road, and really, that means like you would have complained that you have to fly back and forth from UCLA if you played more home games. So, but sorry that you played Purdue, who also had 2 days rest. Like, congrats that you played them on short rest and you won. You benefited from this, Mick. So why are you complaining about
The
it? I just
worst.
don't understand it.
Mick, I'll take your
Sam's,
job. I'll take your job, Mick. You want
yeah,
it?
I'll take Mick's job.
I'll take your job, Mick.
Sam's comment was really funny, and because Lincoln Riley does the same thing, but like it's to a way lesser extent. I can't even believe Lincoln Riley's complaining about this. But Sam said to us, when Mick and Lincoln complain about their schedules, about the schedules of their sports responsible for USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten, do you think the non-revenue sports coaches are like, I want to murder this guy? Like, what the heck? They're the reason why we're in this conference. Like, the non-revenue sports are happy to stay in the West Coast, like at all times, but because they are football and well, football and then basketball kind of wanted to join a better conference for money, they now have to deal with the consequences. Sorry.
Sorry.
And now UCLA doesn't have a road game outside of the Pacific Northwest until February 14th.
Three
But
weeks.
basically between January 17th and February
He's gonna be
14th,
away from his.
they play all home games except at Oregon.
What's he gonna
Like,
complain
is
about
he gonna
then?
complain? Like, what's the big deal,
What's
dog?
he gonna complain about? It's just that he does this every year.
Yeah.
It's like, Mick, aren't you like at a certain point, Mick? Don't you think like it's just gonna be this way, dog? Like this is just how it works, my dude. Like, pick a new angle, join a new conference, get a new job, or shut up.
I do have to say that I kind of wish Mark Turgeon was still a coach so
Yeah,
we
he
could
was. He would
hear
think
him
about it
complain
too.
about it too.
Yeah, he
I
would.
miss it. I
He
miss it a
would.
little bit.
But like, don't you, your players are hearing that, right? Like, we
Your
see in
recruits are hearing
yeah,
that.
your recruits in programs, especially in college, like you embody your coach. And it's like, is that the kind of excuse? And is that the kind of player you, is that the kind of shit you want to like embody as a player right there? That's lame. Do you want to make excuses or do you want to go win games?
I would rather have a coach embody kind of like a next man up, everyday guy sort of mentality.
Oh, I see what you're.
And I am very happy that a team like Illinois has a coach like that. And there's no excuses. And it's just,
And it's
we
like they're
play to win the
traveling on
game.
private jets. Like, shut up.
And they're all millionaires. You're a millionaire. What are you sitting coach? What are you sitting coach in a middle seat next to like a baby and a parent? Like, you don't have to go to class. Whatever.
The argument kind of makes sense if you look at the Big Ten standings right now. It's Nebraska, middle of the country, first place. Michigan State.
Oh my God.
They
This is like the San Francisco 49ers like Achilles power plant tinfoil hat thing.
Michigan State, East Coast, but the west part of the Eastern time
Oh
zone.
my God.
Purdue, Illinois, Wisconsin, all middle of the country, you know? And then it just the bottom is all of the
It is
coastal teams.
Washington, Rutgers, Oregon, Maryland, Penn State. The only team that's not is Northwestern, who's just bad. So
Figure it
Josh
out.
might have a point here.
I don't care. Don't let it be an excuse.
Mick Cronin
Figure it out.
might
Figure it
have a point
out. Then don't join that conference if you're going to need to fly 1,000 miles a day. Not my problem, right? Not our problem. So needed a touch on that. But yes, lest it not be forgotten at the end of the day, your Fighting Illini are 7-1, a game back in the conference right now, 16-3, one game at a time, right? I trust Brad and the staff to put together a coaching plan for Saturday to try to neutralize Braden Smith, or at least take him away a little bit, where you have a shot. So yeah, let's give the Boilermakers our best go on Saturday, and we'll talk about it no matter what. Cool.
No matter what, Cameron is gonna cook up some crock pot food and dish out a Boilermaker.
Great,
I don't know what I just
great food,
said.
great potluck pun there, Josh. That was awesome. Great your job. Cool. Awesome. All right, thanks for listening, everyone, this episode of The Boardroom. We'll catch you on the next one. ILL.